Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I'm Lisa Dent. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand is here. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld, and Michael Earhart has the task of not only feeding the homeless, but feeding the migrants who have arrived in Elk Grove Village. And Michael, a lot of people take issue with the services being offered to those who have been bused from Texas because they feel it takes away from the services being offered to those who are homeless in our communities. And you have the task of serving both, right?
That's right. That's right. It is. Okay, if I'm going to be truthful, I do understand about, because I service the city of Chicago homeless population daily, 7 days a week, starting my day at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I definitely feel and understand that a lot needs to be done home. Not just in the city of Chicago, but other different surrounding states, because I do a lot of traveling, not just Chicago, but different states as well. And so we are going through a lot at this time, you know, in this time of year, when it's starting actually about to get cold.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
And my heart is with the immigrants. Like, I'm 100%. When I got the call, I stepped up right away. I was called during the middle of the day, and I was shocked because I thought it was somebody, friend of mine, somebody playing, and I asked them, you know, are you serious? Because the day before, I had already dreamed, and I know when the Lord gives you a vision, or early vision, He always gives you the discerning spirit to know that something is about to happen.
Let me tell everybody about you for a second, Michael. Michael Earhart is from Taste for the Homeless. He grew up in public housing in Chicago. From the time he was a little kid, he felt the need to care for other kids in the neighborhood who were hungry. He's been doing this for a long time. And the city of Chicago called on you because they know how well you do at taking care of those who are without a home in and around Chicago. So a few things I want to talk to you about, how people can help, and what has been your relationship like? What do you see when you see these people who have been bused from Texas and you've been feeding them? What are they telling you?
Well, it's okay. So there's no one speak English. None. Not one of them don't speak English. So I have an interpreter that's with me who can ask all the questions that I need to ask. And so yesterday, the story is, well, when I first pulled up, I promise you, it looked like something out of a movie. There was, like, people all over the curb sitting down by the hotel. The outside was full. The lobby was full. It was like unreal. Like, I couldn't. Something out of a movie. And I asked a question yesterday. I said, where did you guys live? So the guy, he talked to them. He said they came out of the jungle. He said they have been in the jungle for months trying to walk themselves back to freedom. And it was unreal, like the tears that I see come from their eyes. And that's what really touched my heart, because I was sitting there at just in that spare moment, I realized it's not just about Chicago less fortunate. It's about human race, period. About whatever people are going through, whether you're black, white, Puerto Rican, it doesn't matter. They need our help.
And you have always been there to help people. So you're feeding these people. And yes. Not everybody is going to want to donate or help out. But if they do want to reach out, Michael, and help out your organization, Taste for the Homeless, how can they do that?
They can do it by the website, www.tastesforthehomeless.org. I'm on all social media platforms, Instagram, of Twitter, but the main site is tasteforthehomeless.org, www.tasteforthehomeless.org. Yesterday, I wanted to introduce them to the Chicago food. So I laid out a whole lot of different food, lamb chops, string beans. I had, you name it, I had it laid out on the table. And the look they gave me, they told the interpreter when they finished, because they ate like three times a piece.
They're hungry.
Yes. And they told me their food was so good, they wish I had more. I mean, when I tell you I took so much food and it went so fast, then let me tell you something else I learned. Now, I use, when I go to the stores, I buy up-to-date food every day when I go out and cook. I don't use leftovers. So one of the immigrants told me, so I was getting ready to throw some buns away that I had sitting in my van, didn't even know they fell out the box, so they probably been there like a week and a half. I was getting ready to throw the buns in the garbage, so I told the immigrant to throw those away. He looked at me like he wanted to fight me. So I asked the interpreter what was wrong. He said in their country, and they believe, they don't throw away no food. They don't care what it is. They don't throw away no food. And yeah, that really opened my eyes that, you know what, the world needs to stop throwing away food, because so many people out here need that food and they're hungry.
Michael, I love what you do, and I love real stories from real people, so I hope you'll come back. We've got to jump over to weather and traffic. We've got another yes. guest lined up. But, man, thank you for what you're doing and sharing these stories. And if anyone wants to reach out, because he's not just helping the migrants. He's helping homeless people on the streets
Every
of Chicago
day.
All the time.
Every
so
day.
tasteforthehomeless.org. Give if you can. Mary, what's happening on the streets right now?